Welcome, everybody, and welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, and happy Friday Eve. I wanted to share with you all, I love it when we scoop some of the other news outlets here in the state of Wisconsin. I find that to be good gosh darn fun. And we did that yesterday. We started talking about the issue, I believe, on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we had on Senator Chris Dassler-Alfheim from Appleton, and we talked about the fact that health insurance carriers here in the state of Wisconsin are abandoning the health care exchange under the Affordable Care Act because of the cascading impacts of the withdrawal of the subsidies for folks at 131% of the poverty level up to 400%. What's happening is that the people that are remaining in the exchanges are sicker, and there's fewer of them. That's the problem. And today, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel indeed broke that story for folks that subscribe to the Journal Sentinel. And here's the important part. Here's what they're saying, that the Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative will exit the ACA marketplace in 11 counties in eastern and central Wisconsin. This is going to result in about 24,000 people switching to other insurance carriers. Again, the issue is always whether or not those other insurance carriers, especially the nonprofits, can basically make the risk math work. So we're very concerned that other nonprofit health insurance carriers may drop out. So continue to watch this space. We'll, of course, keep you up to date here at Civic Media. With that, I want to turn to what is the news that everyone is talking about. Jimmy Kimmel has been canceled, fired, indefinitely suspended, whatever you want to call it. We've got a great expert here to talk with us about it. But let's start with the thing that set off all of this controversy. What was it that Mr. Kimmel said that was so deeply offensive that has led to his show, one of the most popular late night programs in the nation, being ostensibly canceled? Let's take a listen.
He hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Okay, that's what he said. That is why he's canceled. Now, the interesting thing is in the days following Mr. Kimmel's statement during his late show earlier this week, FCC chairman handpicked Project 2025 author Brendan Carr got on a variety of shows, including with Sean Hannity and some other podcasts. He was on another one today. And basically encouraged ABC affiliates, of course, ABC is where Jimmy Kimmel's show was broadcast, encouraged ABC affiliates to refuse to air the Kimmel show, almost endorsing government censorship, as it were. Let's take a listen. Here is Carr. This is, again, FCC Chairman Carr on the Benny Johnson show just, yesterday.
There's actions that we can take on licensed broadcasters. And frankly, I think that it's really sort of past time that a lot of these licensed broadcasters themselves push back on Comcast and Disney and say, listen, we are going to preempt. We are not going to run Kimmel anymore until you straighten this out, because we licensed broadcaster are running the possibility of fines or license revocation from the FCC if we continue to run content that ends up being a pattern of news distortion. So I think, again, Disney needs to see some change here, but the individual licensed stations that are taking their content, it's time for them to step up and say this, you know, garbage, to the extent that that's what comes down the pipe in the future, isn't something that we think serves the needs of our local communities. But this sort of status quo is obviously not acceptable where we are.
Okay, so here's what you got to understand. First of all, ABC is owned by Disney, so Disney basically owns the Kimmel show. ABC itself does not it does not hold the FCC broadcast licenses. Its affiliates do in your local broadcast areas. So it's really interesting. Chairman Carr here says that they may be looking at FCC license revocations. So ABC is effectively a huge content creator, and they require their affiliates to actually broadcast it. So what Carr is threatening here is because they want to criminalize, I guess, comedy now. You can't poke fun at the president or the party that's in charge of our federal government. If we find that the least bit distasteful, the FCC will what? Start revoking affiliate licenses for, what did he call it again? News distortion. Last time I checked, stand-up comedy was never confused as news. I've never gotten it confused. Now, when you dig a little deeper here, here's where it gets interesting. Who are the big ABC affiliates? Do you think it might be all about money at the end of the day? Here are the big ABC affiliates. Sinclair Broadcasting owns some 36-plus primary and secondary ABC affiliates across the country. You may remember Sinclair. They are a conservative-leaning media company. This is the outfit that wrote the media copy for all of their news anchors in their local markets. You've seen this YouTube video. If you haven't, look it up. It's very amusing. But they write this conservative slanted copy for all of their anchors, and all of the anchors, like robots, repeat it over and over and over again. It's effectively what? News distortion. You know, that thing that Carr said he was really worried about. Okay, so back to the affiliates. Sinclair, 36-plus ABC affiliates. You also have two other big, big media companies that own a ton of ABC affiliates. That's Nexstar and Tegna, okay? Sinclair, Nexstar, and Tegna. Big players in that local TV market. Well, Nexstar is trying to acquire Tegna in a $6.2 billion deal. Massive. Big monopoly concerns, okay? They're going to need FCC approval. You see where this is going? Does this sound like Stephen Colbert and the CBS deal, right? The Paramount acquisition where they canceled Stephen Colbert so that their big old merger could get done, so the billionaires that sit on their boards of directors and the big owners and our oligarchs could make even more money. You know, forget that little thing called the First Amendment. Let's listen to another cut from FCC Chair Brandon Carr. This is yesterday on Fox News with Sean Hannity. Let's take cut 34, if you would please, Jacob.
President Trump ran against immense odds. These legacy media outlets threw everything at him, almost every single hoax imaginable, right? Biden is sharp as a tack, burying the Hunter Biden laptop story, the Russia collusion hoax. And most politicians would have just gone along with that narrative or not fought at all. But President Trump punched back. And when he did so, he was standing up for the American people that simply don't trust those outlets anymore. We at the FCC are going to enforce the public interest obligation. If there's broadcasters out there that don't like it, they can turn their license in to the FCC. But that's our job. And again, we're making some progress now.
So it sounds like a threat, doesn't it? And let's remember what Brendan Carr was saying back in February of 2019. He posted this on the platform formerly known as Twitter. Should the government censor speech it doesn't like? Of course not. The FCC does not have a roving mandate to police speech in the name of the what? Quote, public interest. He just said the exact opposite yesterday on Mr. Hannity's show. Why has he changed his tune? Because his guy's now in the White House. Comedy is not a crime. Satire, even in the worst taste, is not a crime. It is protected by the First Amendment. We all should be very concerned, because if they'll do it to Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert and effectively extort ABC and CBS, believe you me, they might be coming for your free speech rights next. With that as introduction and some context, I'm really humbled and pleased to join me in the show, Dr. Katie Barzenculver of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She's the director of the School of Journalism and Mass Communication. She's their professor, the James E. Burgess Chair in Journalism Ethics, and the director of the Center for Journalism Ethics. Welcome to the program, Katie. It's such a pleasure to have you.
Well, thanks so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Let's just jump right in. How completely bananas is this situation? And is this simply just all about the money and these massive mega corporations?
So The situation is bananas, but I think the interesting thing for me is that it appears bananas no matter what political persuasion you come from. So if you're from the left, this looks like, doing this in the interest of conglomeration and more media power. But if you're from the right, this should pretty much stop you in your tracks, that it's the assertion of government power rather than having market forces control this. And it's government meddling with corporate merger over content. That normally, at least in the era I was raised in, conservatives would have had a massive problem with that. So it's a very interesting situation. It's also interesting to me I'll date myself here, but in many decades, since the 1980s of watching, media news, media economics, and particularly broadcast regulation, have never seen an FCC commissioner, much less leader, as nakedly political as we're seeing from Brendan Carr. And in fact, using language like, we can do this the easy way or the hard way, which, sounds like it's from more like an episode of The Sopranos than a statement from the commissioner.
Yeah, it feels like a shakedown. As the saying goes, if it quacks, has web feet and feathers, it's probably a duck. That's what this looks like. We've got just about a minute and a half left. Again, I'm with Dr. Katie Bartson-Culver from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, an expert on journalistic ethics and the media. What laws beyond the First Amendment protect media companies, the comics that stand up and on our late night programs and tell jokes about politicians, as well as news organizations? What in addition to the First Amendment's out there?
Well, I mean, certainly the FCC is supposed to be neutral. Its charter essentially is that it is not supposed to take sides. I want to be clear here that there's more than the law. There's also what we do here, what we stand up for individually. So Jimmy Kimmel has no First Amendment rights with ABC. Right. ABC has the choice whether to, keep him on the air or not keep him on the air. They're his employer. And I don't particularly love what he had to say. If I watched him regularly as an audience member, I'd exercise my right to not watch him anymore. But separate from the law, we should all be worried when a government official is exerting power over content. We should all stand up for that. For instance, if I was a local advertiser and I advertised on a Nexstar or Tegna station, I'd be considering pulling that.
We're going to come right back with Dr. Bartson-Culver. We're going to continue to discuss the canceling of Kimmel here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.